Having just returned from a visit to the region, Mr. Feltman said that the fallout from the activities of Boko Haram, which originated in northeast Nigeria, was having a severe impact on all the countries around Lake Chad. He said the terrorist use of children as suicide bombers was particularly disturbing. In the first 6 months of the year, more than 50 children had been coerced into carrying out attacks.
Terrorists persist in targeting innocent civilians, often using young children. The Boko Haram crisis has devastated the region's economy. Economic growth has dropped sharply with the decline in the price of oil and other commodities. Decreasing resources affects the state's ability to deliver basic social services and to pay salaries of security forces and civil servants.
The political affairs chief told council members that countries including Nigeria, Niger, Chad, Benin and Cameroon had made major efforts to push back Boko Haram by creating an effective multinational joint task force. The task force has recaptured 80% of territory lost to Boko Haram, but its main challenge now was a serious lack of funding. Mr. Feltman described the frustration of regional leaders that budgets for basic services were being diverted into counter-terrorism.
A military approach, while essential, will not bring to an end the Boko Haram threat. Affected countries must tackle not only the humanitarian consequences, but also the root causes that contributed to the emergence of the group, including the social, economic, and political grievances of marginalized communities. Lake Chad Basin countries need our support.
Next came UN Humanitarian Affairs Chief Stephen O'Brien, who told the council that more than 9 million needed help, with almost 3 million displaced by violence. He outlined the vast scale of the crisis.
Boundless insecurity has deepened the vulnerability of communities in this fragile region, already impacted by severe climate change, environmental degradation, including the massive drying up of the Lake Chad itself, highest population growth in the world, and our planet's most widespread, chronic and deepest extreme poverty.
Mr. O'Brien added that as a regular visitor to the region for nearly 40 years, he'd never experienced such despair and fear among the people. The heinous and barbaric assaults from Boko Haram had been particularly devastating on Nigeria's Borno state, with the country overall accounting for 7 of the 9 million in need, he said.
We have no time to lose. The lean season, which puts millions in this region at real risk of hunger and malnutrition each year across the Lake Chad Basin, has already started. If we do not act now, the human suffering will only get more extreme.
Matthew Wells, United Nations.